All right, hey guys, Venuyama here, helping you guys quit porn and masturbation for good. These are going to be our four character traits of everyone that can successfully quit porn and masturbation. Of the many hundreds of men that I've personally worked with over the years and are in our program, I always ask these questions and to gauge kind of how serious they are and if they're actually able to give up the habit for good. So if you have these four character traits, then it is very indicative that you can quit porn and masturbation and you're in the right boat. All right, so let's get started.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
Okay, so the first one is detoxing from all social media. Now, this is something that I very, very highly recommend to everyone that joined that I work with. And when I first talk to them and prescribe this to them, and I kind of see how they react, right? And I say, okay, you have to detox from all social media 100% completely for 1 month, 30 days, right? And usually, you know, if they're like you and me, people will generally be a little bit opposed to it and be like, why do I have to do that, right? It's a good question. There are 2 reasons why detoxing from all social media is very beneficial and very indicative, if you can do this successfully, that you will successfully be able to quit porn. The first reason is that it's a detox from dopamine, all right? Because social media and porn produces the same dopamine. Social media does produce a small splash of dopamine, if you haven't noticed how addictive social media is, right? And that's why it's important to detox, so that you don't give your brain the inclination or the inkling that you are going to be eventually going down this rabbit hole. Because in reality, a lot of the stuff that you do consume on social media, even if it's not intentional, you know, you see that thumbnail on YouTube, or you'll see that profile or that photo on Instagram, or you see that thing on TikTok, right? It's very hard to live in a social media world without being flooded with dopamine, bombarded with that kind of imagery. So that's the number one reason. The second reason that you should absolutely do a detox from dopamine is because the same reasons that people say they need social media are usually the same reasons that they say they need porn, all right? So ask yourself this right now. I want you to make a pros and cons list of all social media. I actually did this for myself because the biggest one for me was YouTube, right? I always had these justifications and reasons like I need YouTube because of X, Y, and Z. And then I listed them out and I asked the guys to also list out like what are the pros and cons. And usually what they find out is really interesting. Number one is they spend a lot of time on social media. Like if you actually look at your phone screen time, most people, it's like 2 or 3 hours a day that they spend on total on all social media platforms, including Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, which is a lot of time, right? So the opportunity cost is very high of doing that because you could be doing something else. You could be working on your health. You could be researching. You could be doing schoolwork, working on your business. You could be doing a lot of things, right? But when you do that list of pros and cons, what you realize is the pros are usually like things like, oh, it's stress relief. Watching YouTube is stress relief. It relaxes me. All right. And then I ask them, okay, is that true? And they're like, well, actually not really, because it's just an artificial form of stress relief. There are probably a million and one better ways to release stress than to go into social media. I'm like, yeah, it sounds exactly what it's like to have a porn addiction. This is why people justify porn habits and addictions in general, is because they say, oh, smoking is stress relief. Therefore it's beneficial. Is it really? Watching porn is beneficial because it's stress relief. Is it really? Like it's a very, very super normal and hyper stimulating form of stress relief that just creates a dependency on it just to live your life, just to not be stressed anymore. If you create that dependency, it's not stress relief, but it's a supernormal stimulant that is just numbing the stress. It's numbing the anxiety. It's numbing your boredom. It's numbing the anxiety you're feeling, the depression you're feeling, to the point that you need it just to live your life. That's not stress relief. That's a dependency, my friends. All right. So the same justification is going on with social media, right? And that's why I make this list. And they go, oh, wow, there's actually pretty much no real life benefits to social media. And there are a shite ton of cons and drawbacks. Like think about more than anything, think about the opportunity cost of 2 or 3 hours a day or an hour a day that you could spend doing something else. Also, you don't feel great after you watch an hour of YouTube, right? You don't feel great after you just are going through your phone on the toilet to Instagram or to Facebook. You're like, what else could I have done, right? Okay, so that's the first number one character trait is if someone's willing to do a 30-day or longer detox from all social media, it's very, very clear to me that they're a good person that I can work with and help them to quit porn. And guess what, guys? After you do a month of this, I promise you, you're going to feel so good about it that you're going to do it for longer. I promise. Like just try for a week even. you will feel better about it. But I really think it takes at least 30 days because studies show that the dopamine takes at least 28 days or 4 weeks, in other words, to start like normalizing and leveling down and dying off before people start noticing that their dopamine levels are normalizing, right? So 4 weeks at least. Okay, second character trait. Here we go. Is that people that understand that there are no benefits to keeping a porn habit in their life are very, very much on the path to recovery and having long-term success in quitting porn, all right? And I say this in kind of correlation to the previous point, is that anybody who has a porn habit to some extent believes that there is some value and some benefit to the habit. Otherwise, they wouldn't have it, all right? Now, if I asked you, like logically speaking, is there any benefit to quitting porn? If someone is somewhat conscientious and smart, they'll say, not really. It's pretty much just adding a lot of pain to my life. But if I asked your brain and your like porn addicted self in those very moments where you're, when the rubber hits the road and you're struggling and you've made, you know, some decisions that you shouldn't have, you watch some things that you shouldn't have, you fantasize in ways that you shouldn't have, and you're at the edge of this cliff and you're about to jump off. If I asked that version of you, what are the benefits of porn? Then that guy would probably say like, yeah, the benefits are it's stress relief. It's anxiety relief. It relaxes me. It helps me with my arousal, right? All that stuff is farce. All that stuff is a fallacy because in reality, there's no benefit to keeping the habit. All the stuff that people think is a benefit is actually subtracting for their life. And it only creates a void. It only creates a black hole in you. It only creates a void in your life that needs to be filled with more and more and more. And that's the nature of dopamine, guys. And that's why you got to get off this stuff. All right. So that's the second character trait. Understand that there are no benefits because when the rubber hits the road, people are always trying to make this cost benefit analysis and saying like, oh, it's OK once in a while, justifying it. It's OK once a month. No, porn never hurt anybody. But as long as you have that analysis going on in your mind, you're never going to quit it. So you have to come to the place where you're like, wow, there are zero benefits, like actually zero benefits to this habit. And there's only drawback in my life. And when you understand that, then your behavior starts to change. OK. OK. So here's the third biggest character trait and most important character trait is anybody that can see the opportunity cost of keeping the habit with them will succeed. All right. And this is often the biggest one. One of the lessons that we go deep into and also we talk about here on the channel is about, you know, one of the very first steps that people have to go through in order to quit porn is they have to understand the negative impacts on their life. Because if they don't understand the negative impacts on their life right now, already, not in the future, not when they're married, not when they have kids, not when they're whatever, right now, then you will be able to get serious about quitting because you will understand that you can't live like this anymore. And until people get to that point, they will always keep the habit with them because it will always be the path of least resistance, they think, all right? And I'm here to tell you guys that this is actually the path of most resistance is keeping the habit with you. It's actually the most difficult thing you can do in your life is keeping the habit. It's actually the hardest thing you can do is keeping the habit. Quitting porn is not hard in comparison to keeping it with you. Think about that for a second.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
Going to the gym, lifting weights, doing the diet, all that stuff, eating well is not hard compared to living your entire life unhealthy, overweight, and dying early. That's hard. That's a lot harder. So you just have to pick your heart. And when people understand that the biggest negative impact of keeping that habit in their life is actually the opportunity cost. Like think about that for a moment. Of all the years that you've been struggling with this PMO thing, think about all the time that you not only thought about porn, but acted on it and then felt like shit afterwards and then spiraled out of control all weekend. And then your emotional mood regulation just being up and down for the last many years because you don't know how to regulate your mood. Because every time you do feel stressed or anxious, you go back to porn. It just makes you feel like shame and guilt. And then you go back to the habit. Like imagine how much time, focus, energy, and drive that PMO has taken from your life, right? It's a lot. It is a lot. Now think about what you could have done in that time. And I'm not trying to make you feel, you know, remorse about this habit. I'm trying to help you understand that when people understand the opportunity cost, it's like, man, I could have been married. I could have had kids. I could have made more money. I could have been in the best shape of my life if I didn't have this emotional roller coaster going through my life, if I didn't have this, wasn't yo-yoing all the time with how I'm doing, with my sexual integrity. I could be able to look women in the eyes with confidence and not have shame in my life. I could have had a more clear relationship with God, with my faith, if I just didn't have this in my life. Like, imagine that version of you. All right. Now I'm here to tell you guys that that is just around the corner. If you're listening to this video and you've gotten this far into me rambling about this stuff, now let me tell you with confidence that you can, you're just at the cusp of this jungle and you just have to make your way through the jungle and you'll be freed for good. Like, it's literally just a decision. All right. So number four, character trait that everyone that can successfully quit porn masturbation for good and have long-term recovery and confidence and integrity, all the stuff you want, is people who are willing to spend, who are willing to spend money on the recovery. All right. Again, now this might sound like I'm just trying to pitch my program. I do not want you to join my program unless you're really, really serious about it. I'm pretty, you know, I'm a gatekeeper for the people that I work with nowadays. So, but like, I just make this content for free for you guys because I want you to get to a place where you really have success and victory. All right. But let me tell you this with confidence that people who are willing to put skin in the game through financial investment, whether it's through getting Covenant Eyes like software or whether it's through joining a program, not my program, like any program at all, people who have skin in the game are serious enough because they understand all the stuff we've been talking about. They understand the implications of their habits, the negative effects, and they're willing to do something so much so that they're willing to put skin in the game. Those people seek success because when you spend money on this, when you spend time and resources on this, quitting, that means you're serious, guys. Like, that sends a strong signal to your brain, to your heart and your spirit that you are serious and things are going to change. And this is not business as usual. And you're going to shake things up. That's what that says. All right. Now, I'm not saying this because you have to make a monetary investment. I'm saying that you have to make an investment of your time and energy so much so that you have so much skin in the game that you cannot backtrack to the point that it's not even an option for you to go back to your old habit. You have to get to the place where your brain says, this is not an effing option for me anymore. And when you have that mantra so profoundly struck in your brain, in your heart, in your mind, then you won't. Okay? You got to stop giving power to this. This is really what I'm big on recently. All right? And I'll end with this point. Maybe I'll make a fifth like trait here. People that don't give power to the habit win. All right? It's the people that wake up every morning and say, oh, I'm an addict. You know, my name is so-and-so and I'm an addict. Those people fail because they corner themselves into oblivion. They corner themselves in the black hole and they obliterate their chances to quitting porn because they identify themselves as an addict. And what are the chances of someone that identify themselves as being fat and overweight and unhealthy and addicted are going to be healthy the rest of their lives? Very, very low chances, right? So you can't give power to it. So you've got to just say, I don't need that. Like, that's got to be your new mantra. I don't need that. That's not me. That's not an effing option. And that has to be tattooed to your forehead. All right. I don't need that. That's not me. I'm not an addict. And if you keep saying that to yourself, then you'll stop giving power to this little monster and it will stop controlling you. Because the reason it's controlling you is because every time you do relapse and act out, you say to yourself, ugh, I knew it. I was an addict. I was wrong. I couldn't do this. I might as well just give in. I might as well, while I'm down in the dirt, just get back to the habit. Where in reality, if you just the very next day, you made a mistake and said, wow, what can I learn from this? What happened? How did I get here? What can I do better? Like, how can I be better? Get back to the top of the mountain, keep on riding, and I promise you that's victory. Like, you have been there already, all right? And I feel like it's important to note that a porn dependency is not like a black and white. It's like, oh, I'm addicted, I'm not addicted. It's a spectrum, it's a continuum of how dependent you are on this habit. And a dependency is something that you decide to just not be anymore, okay? Let that sink in for a second. Everybody who has quit porn, at some point, they just didn't watch porn anymore. Think about that. Like, everybody who has quit porn, everyone that's quit smoking, at some point, they just didn't. At some point, they just turned it off. It wasn't like, let me do it once a month and then every 2 months and then once a year and then every two. It's like, no, they just didn't do it anymore. So why can't that be you? Why can't it be you? And let me know, like, honestly, like, why not? Answer that question. Why can't you just, the last time that you acted out, just be the last time you ever acted out? Why not? And if I ask guys in our program, most of the time they'll say, well, because I've tried before and it didn't work. I've tried really hard to quit and it didn't work. And then I go, what did you try? Like, tell me what you tried. And I'm not trying to be brash with anyone or anything like that. I'm just like, honestly, trying to help, right? What have you tried? And I say, you haven't tried. Like, that's a really hard thing to admit. That's a big pill to swallow. But unless you've done all the stuff that I talked about in this video, no more social media, you detox from it. Like, you shouldn't be on any social media if you're trying to beat this thing. You understand how porn is not adding any benefit, but it's only taking away from your life. You understand that there's a huge opportunity cost for keeping this habit in your life, and you're willing to put skin in the game to actually get better. Until you've done all that, no, you haven't tried. You have not tried your hardest, and therefore it is unreasonable to conclude that beating porn is hard and it's too hard. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't. And if you think if you're some special snowflake that you're so addicted and you're so into weird fetishes that you can't backtrack from this, if you believe that, then you have to start with facing that belief that is not serving you, and you have to slay that monster. I'm here to tell you guys that you can do this. Like, you can. Why not be you? Why can't it be you? Like, tell me that. And if you think in the back of your mind that there's something that's saying, oh, like, I can't do that. I'm not the one that can do it. I'm too addicted. Well, you're wrong. Okay? And as long as you have that in your mind, you're never going to quit. You're always going to be a slave to this thing. So just, you got to freaking slay it, right?
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.